for such a big crowd. Good morning. I know it's kind of. I know it's kind of rainy outside. And I know it was a struggle for some of you to get out of bed. But let's wake up a little bit here. Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. I hear there's a good meal outside after the service.
我知道今天在崇拜完以后，我们有很好的另外一种聚会。
And it's always difficult for a pastor to maintain the attention of the audience.
在这种情况之下，我知道那牧师很难能够让大家很集中。
Especially considering there's some good food waiting outside.
特别是当你想到外面有很好吃的食物正等待着你。
But bear with me here for a little while, and let's go through this passage that Paul has for us this morning.
请大家跟我一起来忍耐一下，我们来看看这些经文讲的是什么。
I'm going to read it in English first, and then Uncle Bill will read it in Mandarin.
我会读英文呢，请 Uncle Bill 读中文。
Romans 14 verses 13 through 23.
是在罗马书的第十四章的第三节到第二十三节。
Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and I'm persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean.For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then,Let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Do not for the sake of food destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God.Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
第十三节说开始，所以我们不可再彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。我凭着主耶稣确知深信凡物本来没有不洁净的，唯独人以为不洁净的，在他就不洁净了。你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按照爱人的道理行。基督已经替他死，你不可因你的食物叫他败坏，不可叫你的善被人毁谤，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义和平并圣灵中的喜乐。在这几样事上服侍基督的，就为人所喜悦，为神所喜悦，为人所称许。所以我们务要追求和睦的事，与彼此建立德行的事，不可因食物毁坏神的功臣。凡物固然洁净，但有人因食物叫人跌倒，就是他的罪了。无论是吃肉，是喝酒，是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒一概不做才好。你有信心就当在神面前守着，人在自己以为可行的事上能不自责就有福了。若有疑心而吃的，就必有罪，因为他吃不是出于信心，反不是出于信心的都是罪。
Let's look to the Lord in the word of prayer.
我们来低头祷告。
Father, this morning we have sang of how great you are.
主啊，今天早上我们唱主真伟大。
You are the creator God.
你是一个创造的神。
You are the only God.
你是那独一的神。
And since you are creator, you have authority over all your creation.
你是那 创造者，所以你在所有你所创造上，你有他，你有你的主权。
We recognize that authority in our lives.
我们也确认你在我们生命当中是掌权的。
Father, out of your mouth you spoke everything into existence.
从你的口中，你创造出所有的东西事物。
Such a great and powerful God you are.
这样一位全能的神。
Father, you are high and lifted up.
主啊，你是在高高在上，你来兴起我们。
So lifted up are you that angelic beings make it their lifetime mission to pronounce the greatness of our God.
你差遣都的宣教来，宣教士来传扬你的福音。
Father, thanks to John's description in Revelation, we can now we have an image in our head of you sitting on the throne.
从约翰写的启示录当中，在我们的心中，我们看到你那宝座。
An angelic being at this very moment going about your throne, proclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty."
他们讲到主啊，你是。圣洁圣洁全能的神。
Father, you are a living God.
天父啊，你是那活着的神。
Our God is not dead.
我们的神不是死的。
And therefore we realize that how we act, is important since you see everything.
因为你在天上观看所有的事情，让我们知道我们所行的是非常的要小心。
You see things that even our closest family members cannot see.
你所看见的，甚至是我们，甚至是我们最亲密的家人都看不见的。
Father, at this moment, recognizing the greatness of our God.
主在这让我们能够来了解到你的伟大。
We want to open the word that you have given us.
我们要观看你所写给我们的。
And delve into it so that we can search the riches of heaven.
我们要寻出来，我们来寻找这个天堂的伟大。
And in it there is great pleasure and treasure.
在这当中，我们很大喜乐，我们也得到很大的宝藏。
Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight.
主啊，愿我们所说的话，愿我们内心所思考的，能够为你所接受。
Those of us who have some things against our brothers or against you, we repent of it.
主啊，当我们在当中有指责弟兄的，我们有互相指责，主，求你在这当中来做定夺。
Bible teaches us that blessed are the peacemakers, and we want to be peacemakers.
圣经上告诉我们。使人和睦的人有福了。
So please help us to pursue you with all our heart, soul, and mind.
主啊，求你让我们的心真是能够紧紧追随你。
And Father, please be glorified in the preaching of your word this morning.
主啊，愿我们在讲道当中使你得到尊荣。
I ask this in Jesus' holy name.
这样祷告奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
There's a story told about a minor league baseball coach.
这里首先讲故事，有讲一个那个儿童我们青台湾很棒的棒球叫什么？小孩子打的啊，青啊啊少棒的一个教练。
How many of you know what baseball is? I just want before I use this illustration. How many of you know baseball? Okay, good.
有人知道棒球是怎么打的吗？请举手。
All right, so there's a story told about a minor league baseball coach.
这讲到一个少棒的一个教练。
He was sitting in the dugout, and one of his players out there in the center field was making a lot of mistakes.
他坐在那个球队那个教练那个地下区的地方，看看他的一个球员在打球，这个球员打得很不好。
And he waited for about 10 minutes, and then afterwards he just got really angry.
看忍了十分钟之后，终于他脾气发作了。
This coach got so angry that he stomped out to the center field and told the player, "Just give me the mittens."
他那么生气，他就冲出去了， 跟球员讲。
And he told the player, just go sit in the dugout. I'll play instead of you.
他说你到后面那个区去 坐下来，我来帮你打球。
And as he was playing out there, the first ball came to him, but he tried to catch it, but he missed it. The coach, yes.
那个投手投出一个直线的快球，结果他自己都打不到。
And then the second ball, it came so fast to him that his reflexes were slow and he couldn't get to it.
第二个球又投过来了，他自己也是没有办法打得到。
It got to a point where the third ball came and it hit him on his head.
第三球打来的时候刚好碰打到他头。
And so the coach got really angry again.
所以这个教练便又很生气了。
He stomped right back to the player.
他跺跺脚走回去那个球员坐的那个区。
And he pointed to the player.
他对着球员说。
And he said, because of you, something is wrong with that field.
知道那个球场是有问题的，你知道吗？
See, he never saw his own mistakes.
因为他自己看不到自己所犯的错误。
Neither did he see the good in his player.
或者是他看不到他球员打好的地方。
And sometimes we can be that way.
什么时候我们就像那个教练那样子。
Husbands, I'm sure you can remember arguments with your wives.
做丈夫的可以有时想到你跟你的太太是不是这样子。
Where it no longer was about the truth.
那是跟你们之间犯争执不是跟真理没有关系的。
It was about winning an argument.
是在乎于怎么样跟你太太在辩论当中你得到胜。
And that clouds our understanding of the truth.
这就是我们要知道真理这是所发生的困惑的地方。
In this passage,
在我们今天要讲的这段经文里面
，Paul's main idea，
保罗最重要的意思是
，is that believers should accept one another，
就信徒人要彼此的接纳
，as God's people allowing for differences，
因为神的子民，我们应该允许这个不同意见存在的一个空间。
In some personal convictions,
因为个人的一些信念
in order to have unity,
为了你们有合一，教会你有合一
to praise our God in this church.
所以我们可以在一起来赞美我们上帝。
If you've lived for a while, you know that this world is full of differences.
你转眼看这个我们的世界是不是也存在很多不同的很分歧的东西呢？
Yeah, there's a Democratic Party and a Republican Party.
这里有民主党，这里有共和党。
There is vegetarian food and there is non-vegetarian food.
这有些是吃素的食物，有些是不是吃素人吃的食物。
And people have strong convictions about either one of these.
不管怎么样，每个人对某一件事情都有很坚强的信念。
And there are organizations that promote vegan food.
在一些一些组公司行号他们在推行这些特别食物。
They want people to eat only vegetarian food.
And 有人是只希望人只吃素食蔬菜。
Obviously, I'm not part of that organization.
我并不属于他们。
And I know that this church isn't because there's pig coming up.
因为有些做研究，拿着做研究的，因为他的薪水就要发了。
But people have strong convictions about these.Ideologies.
但人对这些东西有时候会有很强的意念。
I've been in this church for a while now.
我在研读这经文一段时间了。
And I've realized that there are so many good and wise people in this church.
在这个研究在沼泽当中读经当中发现很多是很好的人。
And they use their wisdom for the good of the church.
很多是在当中为用他们智慧来做一些为这个教会是好的事情。
But then there are varied opinions about different things.
但是有对一样事情对着很多不同的意见。
Some of these opinions are not just opinions, but personal convictions.
这些不只是个人的意见，而是他们个人的信念。
What do we do when we encounter differences among good people?
在我们这些说好人当中，当发现有意见不同的时候，我们要怎么做？
To make it further heavier, what do we do when we encounter differences in personal convictions among good people.
尤其在我们这样说好的人当中，在这种所坚信的东西又不同的时候，要怎么办？
This is the question that Romans 14 tries to answer.
这就是罗马书第十四章想提供给我们的答案。
What do we do when there are genuine differences in convictions among Christians?
当基督徒当中真的有了不同的意见或信念的时候。
And let me warn you that this is not about clear teachings of Scripture.
我在这讲那些事情，在圣经当中并没有很清楚，给我们一个很清楚的指示。
You might have a strong conviction that Allah is God and Jesus isn't. That Allah is God and Jesus is not God. You might have a conviction about that.
有的人是认为阿拉是神，耶稣不是，他有很大，他在这个很坚信的。
It cannot be substantiated from Scripture, and so you cannot be part of this church.
如果你不跟随这个教圣经这样的信念，你就不属于这个教会。
So the differences are not about clear teachings of Scripture.
这个意见的这个不同点，不在乎圣经，不是有关于圣经给我们已经很清楚的指示了。
The differences that Paul is talking about is personal convictions concerning unclear things from Scripture.
今天这保罗在经文讲的是有关于一些所以是不洁净的东西。
Let's look at the historical context to get an understanding of what Paul is trying to do.
我们来看看这段经文的历史的背景，让我们能够了解到这个经文讲的是什么。
The setting of this passage is in a community of believers.
在保罗讲这事情发生在一个当时基督徒的生活圈子里面。
Look at chapter 14, verse 1.
像十四章第一节里面说到的。
As for the one who is weak in faith.
里面提到有信心软弱的。
So there is a faith among these people.
所以在这些人他们的信心当中
，and it is common to everybody，
有些是大家都一致认同的。
So we know from that Paul is talking to believers only。
所以我们知道保罗所讲的对象是信徒。
There was a difference of opinion within this community of believers concerning forbidden foods and special days。
在他说讲这个基督徒的生活圈子里面，他们对于不可吃的食物跟一些特别日子不同的看见。
Look at verse 2, here's the issue.
第二节里面，十四章第二节讲到他们这个发生的事情的因由。
Romans 14:2.
罗马书十四章第二节。
One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables.
有人信百物都可吃，但那些软弱的只吃蔬菜。
Actually, if you look at verse 15 too, here's what it says. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love.
就像第十五节里面讲到，你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着人的爱人的道行。
Verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
十七节里面讲到，因为神的国不在乎吃喝。
So Paul is dealing with an issue here in the church at Rome concerning foods.
所以保罗在这边面对罗马这个基督徒这个社会圈子里面所发生问题，就是有关于可以吃不可以吃的食物。
Some people have strong convictions concerning what foods they can eat and what foods they can't.
有的人对什么可以食物可以吃，什么不可以吃，他有很大的信念。
There were believing Jews in this church that were still bound by Old Testament ceremonial laws.
他的教会里面有很多犹太人，他们仍然受到在旧约时代的律法一代一代传下来的律法的影响。
See, the Old Testament law forbade certain foods and called them unclean.
在旧约律法当中，他们禁止这些食物，因为他们称呼那时候是不洁净的。
However, after Jesus came to the earth, died and rose again, these ceremonial or dietary laws and special days were kind of abolished.
但后来耶稣来了，死了，复活了，这些律法所对食物的规定，这些特别节期 都被废止了。
However, this did not free some of the Jews and their consciences.
但是对这些犹太人，还要跟随他们以前生活上的规条，他们良心要跟随以前这些分文规条，但还没有得到完全的释放。
They were still pretty strong They had still pretty strong convictions about not eating unclean foods.
他们对于那些不洁净的食物还是有很深的这个观念。
And what started to happen in the church is that those that understood that there is no unclean food started forcing these people to eat unclean food.
在这事实上不所有食物都是洁净的。
And those that had a strong conscience about unclean food looked at these people that were eating what they thought was unclean food and judged them.
那些良心上对过去律法还是很受影响的那些人，看到那另外人吃些以前律法讲不洁净的食物，他们开始下了论，对人下论断。
Now you might initially think, what is this? Why are we talking about differences of convictions concerning food?
你会说这是讲什么东西啊？这是讲关食物。
We don't have these kind of differences today.
我们今天当现今没有这种食物的问题。
But you have certain personal convictions today, don't you?
但是你对一些事情是不是有个人很坚强的信念呢？有没有？
And you know good Christians that disagree with that strong conviction, don't you?
你也知道一些基督人对你所的坚强的信念观念并不同意。
Each one of us has differences with people.
我每一个人跟每一个人都不完全一样，都有不同地方。
And the stronger the opinion or the conviction, the deeper the discord.
对你的对一些事件的坚持跟坚定，造成你跟人之间开始有了距离。
So let me give a couple of warnings about this passage before we delve into it completely.
当完全来，在这时候，我愿意给你一两个功课或者是一个警告。
Now, like I mentioned before, this passage is not about clear commands and instructions in the Bible.
第二讲到说，我们刚刚也说过，这段经文不是有关圣经在一些事情上给我们一个清清楚楚的指示的。
The Bible is clear about a lot of things.
圣经对很多事情的规定非常的清楚。
If you disagree with the clear teaching of Scripture, then you disagree with God, with what God teaches.
如果你对圣经上规定很清楚的事情你不同意的话，就要表示你不同意上帝。
Now, warning two is this.
那第二个的功课，第二个给你们的警告是
：This passage is not giving believers total freedom.
这段经文不是关乎信徒已经有了完全的自由。
In fact, this passage is telling believers that even though you have freedom, you curb your freedom.
在这边圣经里面讲到，虽然你有自由，但是你要限制你的自由。
So that's my two warnings from this passage.
从这段经文里面我是给各位两个这样子的一个警告。
And from the context, we can derive that there are two groups of people that Paul is addressing in this church.
我们从这经文当中我们知道保罗所面对是两组意见不同的人在他的教会里面。
Lest we forget, why is Paul addressing this? What is he expecting from this? Let us read Romans 15 verse 6.
我们来从罗马书十四章十五节当中看看保罗对这些人他的说劝告或者警告是什么。
So this is why we should have unity in our church.
也就这也是因为我们在我们的在教会里面要有一个合一。
15:6, Romans 15:6.
罗马书15:6. 罗马书十五章的第六节。
That together you may with one voice glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
说到一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。
You cannot glorify the Lord Jesus Christ with one voice when there is discord due to personal convictions. You cannot.
当人有不同 有距离有不同的观点的时候就不能够一心一口的荣耀神。
I mean, fathers who have children,
像一个父亲他有几个小孩
who have to lead their families,
他要
who lead their families,
他要这父亲要带领这个家庭的。
You understand that when your kids are fighting with one another,
你也知道你做父母的那你孩子彼此在 争吵的时候
about so-called strong convictions
特别是关于他们认为是 很在意志很坚强的一些事情方面
at that point in time you become the peacemaker
在那个情况之下你应该做一个让他们和解的人
because you want peace in the house
因为你在家庭里面你希望家庭里面都很和睦
Especially after a long days of work.
就是在一天工作疲劳回来家里面的时候，你希望家里面都很和睦的。
So that's the goal that Paul is trying to achieve.
在这里，以保罗所要达到的目的啊，就是在这里。
He wants the church with one voice to glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus.
他要求了教会能够一心一口的来荣耀神。
Paul's first admonition in verse 13 is to allow room for certain differences.
十三节事实上十三节里面保罗的劝告是告诉我们说在这当中我们要给予不同意见的 一些空间
Therefore let us not pass judgment on one another any longer but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother
所以保罗说我们不可以在彼此论断定义所以也不给弟兄放下绊脚敌人之物
Paul's first admonition to those that think they can eat any meat is to not allow room for, to allow room for differences of opinions.
保罗首先对于那些认为白无所吃的人告诉他们在情况之下你应该让有不同意见的空间存在。
Now these opinions in this church, in the church at Rome are so strong that they're actually convictions that believers have.
在保罗的这教会里面，在那个时候，真的有群人，他们心里面有很强的这个意念。
There can be a situation within a community of believers where people have strong convictions and find themselves on opposite sides.
在基督的生活圈子里面，因为有很强的不同个人意见，造成他们开始有分别分离。
Paul is saying to them, "Do not judge."
保罗说不要论断。
In such cases, Paul commands the strong believers not to judge one another.
在这里，保罗对那些意念、信念坚强的人说，不要下论断。
The word "judge" is defined as making a personal evaluation, or think of as better or prefer.
在这里所谓的论断定义是说对一个事情的评估是取决于自己的喜好。
It's not the human being's responsibility to act like a judge and judiciate or judicate. It's not the human responsibility.
我们做人这不是人的责任来去判定一件事或一件物。像一个法官一样。
It's not for us to render the verdict of condemnation to those that we feel are deserving.
我们也不可以因为我们认为的就定了他人的是非。
We cannot do that.
我们不可以这样子做。
The weak are not to judge the strong, and nor are the strong to condemn their weak.
这个信念软弱的人不应该去论断信念坚强的人。
They cannot condemn the weak for their lack of faith and their small-mindedness.
信念坚强的人也不可以去论断那些信念软弱的人说他们没有信心或者他们心智微小。
And then he further says, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block.
而且我们要定义不要给人放下绊脚敌人之物。
That word rather decide has a idea of judge yourself first.
这样子不要去做是实际上是对你自己对自己的一个判断。
Before you point out fingers to the weak brother and show him how he's wrong, look at yourself first.
在你用指头指责那些信念软弱人你怎么做错的时候，首先要看看你自己怎么样。
At the turn of the century, the world's most distinguished astronomer was certain that there were canals on Mars.
在这个世纪的开始，有一个非常出名的天文学家，他说他看到火星上有运河。
Sir Percival Lowell, esteemed for his study of the solar system, had a particular fascination with the red planet.
这个人叫 Lowell 老师，他对火星的研究有特别的喜好。
When he heard in 1877 that an Italian astronomer had seen straight lines crisscrossing the Martian surface,
当他在知道在1877年一位出名的意大利天文学家观测到火星上有一些线条，
Lowell spent the rest of his years squinting into the eyepiece of a giant telescope in Arizona.
这位老师他就用他剩下的几年的时间就在亚利桑那州那个大天文望远镜里面眯着眼睛看这个 火星。
He was convinced that the canals were proof of intelligent life on Mars.
他结论是说火星上有种运河，这运河一定是一些很有智慧的生命来制造出来的。
Possibly there was an older and wiser race than humanity on Mars. That's what he believed.
他相信在那个火星上的有智慧的生命是比人的智慧要更高的。
Lowell's observation gained wide acceptance.
老师的观察受到大多数人的认同。
So eminent was he, nobody dared to contradict Lowell.
因为他的在天文学的地位没有人敢来驳倒说这不对。
Now, of course, things are different.
我们知道事实上不是这样子的。
Space probes have orbited Mars and landed on its surface.
对于火星的探测不仅是在围绕火星绕，也这些探测器也降落在火星上面。
The entire planet of Mars has been mapped.
整个火星都被很仔细的这个map, 都观察过了。
And no one has seen a canal.
没有人看到运河。
How could Lowell have seen so much that wasn't there?
为什么老师在他望远镜里面可以看到说有运河在那边呢？
Now remember, this is not some stupid man somewhere in a small town in the US.
你知道老师这个人不是一些笨笨的人，他是非常聪明的人。
This is an esteemed astronomer.
他是一个很受尊敬的一个天文学家。
So how did he see things so differently?
为什么他看的事情居然是这么样子不同？
Two possibilities.
两个可能性。
First, he so wanted to see the canals that he did over and over again, he just saw them.
第一，他真的是说他看一次再看到了这个火星上的运河。
Or possibility two.
第二个可能性。
And this is more true of the situation.
这是一个真的是。
We know now that he suffered from a rare eye disease.
我们知道老师他有一个很稀少不常见的眼睛的疾病。
That made him see the blood vessels in his own eyes.
是他可以看到他视网膜上面的血管。
The Martian canals he saw were nothing more than bulging veins of his eyeballs.
他所看到火星的运河也不过就是他眼睛里面的血管的影子。
Today, the malady is known as Lowell's syndrome.
今天在医学上，这个病叫做劳氏症候群，有这个病。
When Jesus warns that in the same way you judge others, you will be judged.
耶稣说，警告你，当你判断人的时候，你会被人判断。
And warns of seeing the speck of sawdust in another's eye while missing the plank on our own.
是你看到别人眼中的刺，而看不到自己眼中的梁木。
Now this is a funny illustration from Matthew, okay?
这是一个在马太福音里面一个非常有趣的一个例子。
I hope you understand this teaching.
我希望你能够了解今天的讲道。
It's like this, right?
就像这样子。
It's like you have this huge plank in your eye.
就是说你眼睛里面有一个那么大的一个梁木插在你眼睛里面。
And there's this other person who has this little pencil in his eye.
另外一个弟兄他眼睛里面有一个就这么小的一个。
Now instead of instead of looking at your own eye and taking care of the plank in your eye,
与其看到自己的梁木而去来把它改过。
You're looking at this person who has a little pencil and telling him, hey, you need to take care of that.
而是说、哎、那位弟兄他里面一个小小的一个笔说、哎、你要把它处理掉。
You need to follow Jesus and take care of that pencil, man.
Man, 你应该跟着耶稣来把这个笔拿掉拔掉。
You're such a weak guy if you can't follow Jesus, alright?
你这是一个那么软弱的人你不能够跟随耶稣吗
?You see how silly that looks?
看到没有这就是多么愚蠢的事情。
That's why Paul says, judge not one another.
这个保罗说是不要彼此论断。
And then he says, rather decide never to put a stumbling block.
而且是宁可定义不给弟兄放下绊脚敌人之物。
Oh, how unified this church would be, more unified this church would be if each one of us was looking at our heart.
让这个教会更能够合一的话是每一个人要看看自己的内心。
A lot of times, even I have this tendency where we have a tendency to pat ourselves in the back.
可能是我们自己有这个一个倾向说我们自己拍拍我们的肩膀头。
I give to the church.
我在这个教会就做奉献。
I go to church every Sunday.
每个主日我都去教会。
Sometimes I even go on Wednesday.
有时候礼拜三我也去教会。
Alright, and so I'm doing pretty well.
So, 我做得很好啊。
I'm not murdering anybody. I'm not murdering anybody.
啊，我没有杀任何的人。
Only in my head I'm murdering, but I'm not really murdering anybody.
除了自己之外，我并没有杀害任何的人。
And so I'm a pretty decent guy.
So 我是一个好的人。
Look at that guy. That guy has problems.
看看那个人有大的问题。
He never even comes to church. Let me tell you that.
我告诉他，甚至他不来教会。
So silly to judge one another that way.
所以这样子论断一个人是非常愚笨的事情。
When we judge ourselves, when we examine ourselves,
当我们我们自己下判断，当我们自己来审查的时候
，we should examine or judge ourselves with the grid of the Lord Jesus Christ。
我们要用耶稣基督的心来看我，来检查我们自己。
The standard that we ought to reach is not that other guy in sin。
我们要达到的目标不是那个人所的目标。
Yeah, don't look at the guy in sin and say I'm better than him.
不要对一个有罪的人说我比你好。
Measure your heart with the standard of Jesus Christ.
用耶稣基督的标准来量度量你自己的内心。
And then he further goes on to say,
跟着说
never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother.
不要给弟兄放下绊脚敌人之物。
I know nobody did this when they were young. I know nobody did this when they were young.
我知道大家还年轻的时候，大家不会做到让这种事情发生。
But I was kind of a naughty guy when I was young in school.
I saw what?
Naughty guy in school.
我在年轻在学校的时候是 naughty guy.
Yep, mischievous.
啊
，naughty.
那不是个顽皮的人。
Yeah, the principal and I were really good friends.
校长跟我对我很好。
One time, during recess, this guy decided to, push me into the girls' bathroom.
Oh, 在这个下课之间，有一个人想把我推进女生厕所。
And I still have nightmares about that day.
对那样的事情，我今天还在发噩梦呢。
I don't know, maybe a therapist in the house can help me out a little bit.
可能有第三个人能够帮助我。
But I wanted to get back to that guy.
我真的想对那个人报复。
And so I took a stick.
所以我拿了一根棍子。
And as he was running to get food from the canteen.
当他冲着餐厅要吃东西的时候。
I put the stick right in front of him.
我把这个棍子放在他。
He tripped and hit his nose first on the ground.
他绊倒了这个鼻子摔在地上。
And he started to bleed.
开始流血。
At which point in time, I thought the best thing to do here is to run away.
当时我当时心想到之后赶快跑掉算了。
Now I know A lot of you are not that naughty, right?
我知道你们大家都是不是那么顽皮的。
You never did anything like that.
你大概从来没有做过像我做过的那种事情。
But when Paul says, don't put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother, it has an idea of don't trip a brother.
当耶稣的保罗就讲到不要给人放下绊脚，敌人做就是像我那样，不要用棍子放什么东西在那里让人绊倒。
You see, there could be a chance that because of your insistence,of people following your personal conviction.
你知道这种可能性，当你继续在坚持意见，当别人开始来跟随你意见的时候，
that you're causing a weaker brother to trip and fall.
你会让那些信念软弱的弟兄绊倒。
Now recognize this. This is not just like slipping or falling, okay?
要知道这里所绊倒不是说你滑了一跤，滑跤了。
In fact, in verse 15, Paul says, by what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died.
就是你所不给你吃食物叫他败坏。
Paul is saying, you might destroy somebody's faith.
也保罗这里讲说你可能因此你所坚持的信念让一个人的信仰所败坏。
Because of your insistence about them following your own personal convictions, you could destroy the weaker brother's faith.
坚持别人来跟随你的信念，可能会败坏这个人的信仰。
This is a reference to ultimate salvation.
这是跟一个人最终的得救是有关系的。
So let me repeat the verse. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother.
我再重复第十三节所讲的，所以我们不可在彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚敌人之物。
A believer should never be a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of another brother.
一个信徒不应该给别的信徒放下绊脚敌人之物。
We don't want to be the source of trapping a Christian.
我们不要作为一个其他基督徒的一个设下一个陷阱的人。
And causing to stop their onward progress in Christ.
让这个人在他在跟追随基督耶稣过程当中掉到你的陷阱里面。
And causing them to trip and fall.
使到他绊倒他，让他跌摔跤。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我给你一个例子。
Now in verse 17 it says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking."
在十七节里面讲到，因为神的国不在乎吃喝。
Now, whether a Christian can drink alcohol or not is a big controversy.
至于基督徒可以喝酒，这是一个很有议论的一个题目。
In fact, the Bible does not give us a clear-cut verse that says, "Do not drink alcohol."
因为在圣经里面没有写下一个这样子的一个经文说不可以喝酒。
And there are believers on both sides of the issue that have strong convictions.
在这个问题的两边都有意念很坚强的基督徒，他们个人的意念。
Now, based on my personal conviction, I don't drink alcohol.
根据我个人的信念来讲，我是不喝酒的。
And I have a tendency to get addicted to things, so you don't want your pastor on the street at night.
So, 不愿意说你看到你的牧师半夜在街上睡倒了。
What happens when you have a strong conviction against alcohol and another brother has a strong conviction for it?
当有两组人，一组人对这个喝酒不可以喝酒是有很坚定的信念，那另外的一种人说对喝酒可以喝酒，他们有很坚定的信念。
Do you, the strong one who has the liberty, say, "Oh, you're such an idiot. We can all drink beer."
你是不是那个很有这个坚定信念说，哎，笨蛋，我们大家都可以喝酒的
？Or do you say, you know, I've noticed that you have a tendency to be addicted like me, so maybe I will curb my freedom.Stop my freedom and not drink in front of you.
或者说，你当发现我是有这种醉酒、喝酒喝的醉的这种习惯的时候，你就因为我的缘故，在我面前不喝酒引诱我。
See, you don't want to force a weak brother to the point where he gets drunk and loses his faith in God.
因为你不要使这位信心软弱的弟兄因为喝酒而跌倒。
And so that's one of the illustrations from this passage itself.
这是一个这个经文可以作为这个解释经文的一个例子。
And according to verse 14, you have to allow room for one's conscience.
根据第十四节，你对别人的良知，你应该给他有一个存在的空间。
Paul is clear that it's okay to eat meat.
保罗说可以的，吃肉是可以的。
Look at verse 14.
像第十四节你们看看。
I know and I'm persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself.
我凭着主耶稣确知深信凡物本来没有不洁净的。
There is nothing unclean according to the Lord Jesus.
根据耶稣基督来讲没有食物是不干净的。
Eating meat is okay.
去吃肉是可以的。
But you have these Jewish believers who strongly believe in clean and unclean food.
但是那些信念很坚强的犹太信徒，他们的确是有时候是干净的，有时候是不干净的。
You know, my brother-in-law went to China.
我的 brother-in-law 是姐夫、妹夫之类的，他去了中国大陆。
He went to China and he said that you guys don't have categories of clean or unclean food.
在里面没有所谓这干净的食物或者不洁净的食物。
Everything is fair game.
每一样食物都是一样的。
Including toads and other things, you know.
包括 toads.
Yeah. Yep.
包括青蛙那一类的。
He saw in the marketplace all kinds of things that were sold as food.
他去到菜市场看到各式各样的东西都当食物来在卖。
But Paul is saying here, everything is clean.
跟保罗这里说的所有的食物都是没有不洁净的。
He's persuaded by it.
他深信是这样子。
And listen, it's not his own teaching. He says he's persuaded in the Lord Jesus.
他这知道不是个人的领受而是根据耶稣基督而确知深信的。
So this is true.
所以这是个真的事情。
But he goes on to say, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean.
只是因为你个人觉得不洁净的，在他就不洁净了。
See, some people in their mind, they cannot, due to their personal convictions, think of food as all of it being clean.
在有些信念里面，他不认为所有的各种食物都是洁净的。
Be persuaded in your own mind first.
首先这样的话首先在你的心里面你要让自己能够深信到。
Be convinced in your own mind.
在你的意念里面自己先要被肯定。
Not because somebody is trying to manipulate you.
而不是一些人想来利用你。
But you believe it to be true in the sight of the Lord.
因为在耶稣基督里面你相信这个是对的。
So the conscience is very important.
所以这良知良心是非常重要的。
Do not defy your conscience.
不要败坏了损坏了你的良知良心。
Growing up in India, my dad had a rule.
回到印度我家里面我的父亲有在家里面有一条规定。
He had many rules, but one of the rules was that never go to movie theaters.
不可以去戏院电影院。
And he had this as a strong rule.
他对这个规定是他是非常严厉的。
Due to his personal conviction.
因为他个人的坚信是不可以的。
He has been to the theater. He went to the theater before getting saved.
在他信主耶稣之前他也去电影院。
But after coming to Christ, he has a strong conviction against movie theaters.
当他信主以后他是有很坚定的信念不可以去电影院。
So as his children, we, should never go to a movie theater.
所以当我们小孩子的时候我们是不允许去电影院的。
In fact, if he found out, there he would be at the door with the belt.
如果你去了他拿棍子在那等你。
And I thought it was silly. Dad, this is so silly.
我说爸爸干嘛有这样的一个规定。
You see, if I was following Romans 14,
因为他是根据 十四节里面所讲的。
I would not tell dad, this is so silly.
我认为我爸爸这样做非常的笨。
Especially since it was his strong conviction.
而且没有理由，但是他对这个事情已经这个观念信念已经根深蒂固。
Because I would never want my dad to defy his own conscience.
我也不愿意我的父亲来违背他自己已经根深蒂固的这种观念。
I know we're getting a little antsy and I've gone what some might think a little over my time. Some people think I'm going over my time.
有的人认为我 go over my time.
Yeah. This is a long sermon. Some are thinking it's a really long sermon.
因为现在我这讲到时间太长，过了时间
了。Don't worry, the food's not ready till 11, so I have till 11, okay?
So 15, 虽然说11点钟，实际上我会让。
So you going out there is not going to help the servers at all, so.
所以到时候食物会准备好给你们。
And the pastor really loves this moment where he has license to preach a long sermon. All right.
做牧师在这个时候最高兴，因为他有这个执照来。
So don't defy your own conscience. Be clear in your own conscience first.
首先对你的良心你就要搞清楚，不要违背了良心。
Because if you force somebody to do something that their conscience does not permit,
因为你不要去强迫一些人做一下良心里面他不应该做的事。
Then here's the consequence of it.
若这样的话，有这样的结果。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love.
十五节说，你若因食物着急用忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行。
Just because of your insistence on eating that which is deemed unclean and eating it.
因为你坚持说吃，你认为是那个时候不洁净，而你这个人去吃了。
You are grieving your brother.
你在逼迫。你的弟兄
you are, and this word grieve has an idea of not just emotional grief, it has the idea of intellectual and conscious grief.
不只是在情绪上情感上来让他忧愁，你让这弟兄在他知识上在他的良知上 也忧愁，让他忧愁。
When you insist on your own way and you say my way or the highway,
当你坚定你自己的看法之后，你说我的看法高过一切。
You are grieving your brother.
你在使你的弟兄感到忧愁。
You are no longer walking in love.
你不是在爱的道理上行。
The Bible teaches us that the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
在圣经里面的第一个诫命就是我们要全心全性全心全心全意的爱我们的神。
And it also teaches us to love our neighbor as yourself.
也教导我们要爱邻舍如己。
Look at each other here.
大家彼此的看一看。
Take a glance to your right and your left.
向左看看，向右看一看。
That's your neighbor.
他们就是你的邻舍。
Are you loving your neighbor like you're supposed to?
你有没有爱他们就像你自己爱你自己一样？
See, the Bible assumes we all love ourselves.
圣经告诉我们要，我们要爱我们自己。
One of my friends, he was so narcissistic.
我有个朋友，他是很奇怪的。
We used to go out and anywhere there was a mirror, he would walk by and he would take another glance. Hey, how am I looking?
当他走过镜子的时候，总是回头，看看镜子，整理一下自己的仪容。
He was as we would say very much into himself.
他非常注重自己的仪容。
And so the Bible assumes that we all love ourselves.
圣经告诉我们要爱我们自己。
But it's teaching us to love your neighbor as yourself.
也告诉我们说你要爱你的邻舍就像爱你自己一样。
So when you insist on your own conviction to be processed in the church,
当你在教会里面当你坚持你自己的信念的时候
and somebody else has a strong conviction about something that's opposite your conviction,
而另外一些弟兄他所坚持的信念跟你的信念刚好是相对的时候
and you just want to win the argument and win the conviction,
而你一心想 在这个不同意见中你得到胜利
remember that you are grieving your weaker brother.
在这里讲，你提到你使你信心软弱、信念软弱弟兄受到，使他们忧愁。
And you are not walking in love.
你不在爱的道理里面行。
The word love here is the word that is used in the Greek for the love of God for us.
你在希腊文里面，你爱自己就是爱，跟像爱耶稣、爱神一样。
There's different words for love in the Greek, not like the English. It has different words.
在希腊文里面，爱这个字跟英文的爱它是不同的，在希腊文也不同，爱有不同的程度的字来表演不同程度的爱。
This word is the highest level of love.
在这里写爱是在爱的不同爱程里面是最高等的。
The Bible illustrates it in the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
在圣经只是说的爱耶稣是指那个说爱是指到耶稣的那种爱。
It teaches us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
也告诉了当我们在做罪的时候，耶稣就为我们死。
We were still His enemies, and yet He chose to love us.
虽然他选择来爱我们，但我们仍然是跟他为敌。
It's the highest kind of love.
这是一种最高境界的爱。
It's self-sacrificing love.
是一个自我牺牲的爱。
It's thinking about the other person's good first.
是这种爱是先要想到为了你对方好的爱。
That is the attitude that we ought to have in the
church. 这是一种我们大家都应该有的态度。
And when we have this attitude,
当我们有了这种态度以后，
we will together with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
有了态度以后，我们才可以一口。
Brothers and sisters, we have been placed in Ann Arbor for a reason.
大家知道我们今天教会我们在存在的 Ann Arbor 是有一个原因的。
There's a purpose why we are here.
今天大家坐在这里面是有一个目的的。
Others are looking at us.
别外面的人在看着我们。
When they look at us, do they think of us as people that love each other?
他们看我们的时候，我们会使他们想到我们是一群彼此相爱的人。
Or do they look at us as people who insist on their own ways?
或者他们看到是只一群人，他们个人自己很根深蒂固的信念的人。
I will close with this illustration.
我来用一个例子来结束今天的讲道。
And I know the tendency is when I say I will close, your mind is switched off.
我知道我说我要结束讲道的时候，大家的心里面就比较高兴。
Maybe some of you have switched off already like 15 minutes ago.
或者有人在15分钟以前已经是想到别的地方去了。
But everybody knows what a pesky neighbor is like. A neighbor who is annoying.
大家知道一个很不让人喜欢那个邻居是怎么样的。
My wife and I, we were involved in a church plant in the city of Hamtramck, Detroit.
在底特律附近有个城市叫 Hamtramck， 我跟我太太在那边在准备职堂。
And we decided to move from Southgate to Detroit, to be involved in that church plant.
我们决定从 Southgate 这个地方搬到那个 Detroit 底特律附近的城市来参加他们这个计划。
And we found a house for a really nice price, and we said, okay, this is where we're going to live.
我们找到一个房子我们喜欢，价钱也合适。
And I remember a lot of people helped us move. We moved in and basically we had everything set up by that evening.
所以很多人帮助我们搬家，就是在搬家那天晚上房子已经弄好了。
And so my wife and I, we were enjoying the peace and quiet, and then we went up to go to bed.
所以我们很高兴我们的新的房子很安静，我们准备睡觉。
And at about 10 o'clock, we started hearing some noise outside.
到十点钟左右发现外面有些吵杂的声音。
Now remember, this is our first night in Hamtramck.
大家知道这是我们第一天搬到 Hamtramck 的晚上。
And a little noise started becoming a louder noise.
这个吵杂声音有小慢声音越大。
And we were talking to each other. We said, yeah, but their noise ordinance is till 10:30. So maybe after 10:30, they'll stop.
我们说哎呀，或许等一下吧，十点半左右大概这个杂音就消失了。
At 10:30, somebody bought this huge speaker and connected it.
谁知道那是他们用一个很大的一个扩音器，这扩音器是连到那个的喇叭上。
And suddenly we're looking outside the window. There's like 50 people in this person's little house.
我发现在对面那个一个小房子里面的那边集中了五十几个人。
To make matters worse, our window pane was no good at all.
说实在我们家窗子的玻璃啊 并不是很
封闭
很严。
We could hear every single thing that was going on outside.
虽然我们在躺床上，我们听到他们每一件事情每一句话。
That party went on till about 2 in the morning.
那么因为他们在有开一个 party， 在 party 一直举行到半夜两点。
At about 3 o'clock, we just couldn't sleep, so we woke up and we would look outside the window to make sure they're gone, you know.
那声音太大了，我们要睡觉，睡到两三点钟，我们就打开看看到底怎么样了。
And my wife insisted on calling the police, but I said, let's not make enemies right away. This is our first day here.
我太太跟我说，我们叫警察吧，但是我想我们第一天才搬来这个社区，我们不要去制造任何的敌人。
Besides, I don't want to go out in the morning and have my neighbor shoot me. I don't want that to happen.
我便明天早上我走出房间的时候，我的邻居用枪来打我。
See, we knew that guy was going to be an annoying neighbor.
我们知道那个这家是很让我很烦恼的。
Sometimes we don't think of ourselves as annoying.
什么时候我们没有想到我们自己也是跟他们使人讨厌。
Sometimes we don't think of ourselves as tearing down people.
我们有没有想到我们自己是
like tearing them down to bring them down.
是把他们把他们让他们安静的人。
Be encouraging to each other.
让彼此的鼓励。
Love each other like Christ loved us.
就像耶稣爱我们，我们就爱彼此，彼此相爱。
And so that we can with one voice glorify our God.
所以我们可以同口同声来赞美神。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, your word is truth.
主啊，你的话语就是真理。
And the truth has been gone out.
这个真理已经让我们知道了。
I recognize that I cannot take this truth and change people's heart.
主要我知道我不可以，我没有能力拿你的话来让别人内心改变别人的内心。
And therefore I depend on you and your Holy Spirit.
所以主啊，我是依靠你跟你的圣灵。
That you would take the truth of God's word.
你把神话语的真理。
And change people's heart.
用神话语真理来改变人的心。
Make them avid followers of Jesus Christ.
让他们变成一位愿意跟随你的人。
May we have a heart of love towards each other.
让我们有一个彼此爱人的心。
A love that is based on God's word.
这个让我们有一个依靠你以神话语为基础的心。
But does not trip our weaker brother.
我们不要让我们信心软弱的弟兄跌倒。
Be glorified in our midst this morning, Father.
主啊，让我们在我们当中来荣耀你。
In Jesus' holy name, I ask.
用基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢 Pastor Ida 给我们的证道。
Thank you very much, Pastor Ida, for your sermon.
愿我们就像今天这个单章的要点说的那样。
Just like the main theme printed on this bulletin.
愿我们都能够彼此接纳。
That we can accept each other.
允许有信念上的差异。
Despite of different opinion,
让我们在主里合一。
Let us to unite together in our Lord.
我在上个礼拜的时候，我做过一个announcement.
I made an announcement a week ago.
就是说我们在6月15号，我们夏季的主日学即将开始。
The summer Sunday school will start on June 15th.
感谢主，在过去的那么多年，有很多弟兄姊妹能够参加这个Bible study.
I'm happy to see there were so many brothers and sisters participating in the Sunday school.
很高兴今天有一位姊妹和一位弟兄愿分享他们在这些年参加主日学的得着。
I'm glad to tell you that there's one brother and one sister who would like to share how they gain.By attending the Sunday school.
他们是彭韵文姊妹和吴浩弟兄。
They are Yun Wen, Sister Yun Wen and the Brother Wu Hao.
那我们首先请韵文姊妹能够坐来上面，嗯，上台来。
May I ask Sister Yun Wen to come up?
能够做一个分享。
To have her sharing with us. Here's my rescue.
Okay, huh? 大家好，我叫彭韵文。我今天很高兴在这边可以分享我上主日学的心得。I'm glad to be here to share my Sunday school experience. And this is a Chinese version. English one will be next. I have a translator. 我一直很喜欢一个概念，就是不是老师就是学生。我今天是一个主日学学生的角色来看我们主日学的老师，我们主日学的教材，还有我们主日学时间上的分配。No, I will finish Chinese version. English version will be the whole another piece. 首先我对于我们主日学的老师，我要说真的很谢谢你们。我想在座如果带过主日学带过小组查经的人大概都有经验，如果你在准备一个小时的小组查经的时候，你的准备时间可能是20倍甚至30倍。曾经不止一次我跟当主日学的弟兄或姐妹闲聊的时候，他们就无意中提到，当他们要准备当主日学的老师时候，他们常常是在半年以前甚至更多更多的时间以前就开始准备这个教材。我真是为这样的弟兄姐妹我要说感谢神。那我也告诉我自己，这些当主日学老师的弟兄姐妹，他们本身在圣经的装备跟知识上比我们至少比我要强很多。他们花了这么多的时间准备主日学的材料，浓缩成12个小时来教我们，如果我不去上课，我觉得真的是很可惜。第二个讲到主日学的教材，我们通常我们教会主日学大概都至少有4个课程，我相信我们真的一定是